Welcome to the very first episode of The Red Card, hosted by me, Dolapo, aka Dolly. You can call me whichever one you choose. You know, I want to share a little bit before we go further along as to what this show is about. So, at this point in our adulthood, I'm sure that a few of us have experienced at least one significant relationship. And in those circumstances, there have been times when the relationship has ended in tears. I know that for me, definitely, that was a situation. You know, I had a situation that ended not so great. And, you know, things had gotten really bad between us, and I had to make the decision. We had to make the decision to end things, you know. So Red Card basically is a safe space where we discuss the things or the issues that have caused relationships to end and the reasons behind them. So, I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of things that are flowing through your head right now. You're thinking about that ex that put you through all kinds of things. You're thinking about that ex that, you know, things just had to end because things just had to end. Whatever is going through your mind, that's all we're going to be talking about here on The Red Card. So, before we go further, I wanted us to talk about, on this episode, red flags. The reason why I thought red flags would be a good point to start with is because, you know, before you can issue a red card to someone in a relationship, there had to have been red flags before that. So there have to have been things that, you know, maybe you saw or you might have ignored, things that like already like put you off this person, things that already made you think that, is that something that I should pay attention to? You know, but you know, because we're humans who fall in love and we can get blinded sometimes by things like that, it can be easy to just, you know, look past the things that we already said that we did not like, you know. So lately, red flags has been a trending topic on social media. People have been discussing the things that can instantly make them not go further with someone. But what are we going, how do we describe red flags? What are red flags? Psychology Today describes red flags as indicators that something needs to be questioned or otherwise validated. So basically, a red flag is something that you see at the start or maybe during the relationship that like you're already like, do I need to question that? Is that something that I need to ask questions about? Does this person need to give me an explanation? That's really what red flags are. So some examples of the tweets that were on Twitter, because there were a lot of funny tweets, but I'm just only going to say a few. Someone said, if she was a Titan on Big Brother Nigeria, so that means that that's definitely a red flag, which, you know, it's funny because Big Brother Nigeria, there was a whole lot of, you know, Tatcha Titans going on. Some people don't necessarily think that she's very intellectually sound, putting it, you know, mildly. And, you know, people already just automatically, if you're a fan of hers, they automatically just look at you as, oh, okay, no, red flag. That's basically what this person was saying. Another tweet was, if she wears sandals. I really don't know what that's about, but I mean, okay, sure. Someone said if he's broke, which is, you know, I mean, I guess it's your opinion for you. Those that are, you know, everybody has their criteria of who they want to date, who they want to see. And if being broke is not, you know, what you want, then it's not what she wants. The red flag for her. Another person said something which I completely agree with. Person said future is a whole red flag, and I completely agree. By the way, I heard that he has 8 kids already. Future has 8 children. Can you imagine that? 8 kids by different women, 8 different women. I don't think that he has 1 kid by, oh, 2 kids by one. It's just one. It's like he keeps on going from like one state to the other and just depositing his seed. And so for me, that is a red flag. That is a huge red flag for me. So yes, I agree. Future is a red flag. So these are some of the funny tweets on Twitter about, you know, some of the red flags that they will avoid within, if they see it in people, or something that they would not want to deal with, you know, they don't want to continue the relationship, you know, when they see that. And as funny as those things are, red flags are some are things that we need to take seriously, because it can prevent you from getting into a relationship that will, you know, just further down the line break your heart and hurt you. You don't want to go through that. You don't want to experience that. So it's very important that when you see something in a relationship that doesn't quite sit right with you, if you're not able to get the questions that, if you're not able to get your questions answered, or you're not able to get some kind of explanation that makes sense to you, then it is just better for you to just leave the relationship. So, Psychology Today presented 10 red flags that we should not ignore. And so we're just going to go through them just real quick and see what you guys think about that. So, the first one is lack of communication. So, if you're with someone who doesn't communicate with you as much, or doesn't try to discuss important things or try to explain his feelings or her feelings to you, and you're just left not knowing what's going on, then that definitely is an issue. I think that one of the things that can make a relationship progress is if there is communication, because you are two different people who are bringing your lives together to, you know, live and work together in, I guess, in a loving kind of relationship. And then if the goal is marriage, then you're trying to come together to be one. And in that case, because you're two different people with two different lives, two different experiences, there are some things that you probably might clash. So you both need to be able to discuss and explain your feelings to the other person. And if the other person is just, you know, shutting you out or not trying to talk to you, if you don't take that as a red flag at the beginning, then later on, it is going to definitely be one of the things that will break down your relationship. A major thing, because like I said, communication is one of the most important things in a relationship. If you're with someone and you can't even talk, then what's the point? So if you're with someone that is not trying to discuss with you, or is not trying to communicate with you, or is not trying to communicate with you in a healthy way, then I think it's time to take a step back, sis or bro. Whoever can relate to this. Another red flag is someone that is irresponsible, immature, and unpredictable. So someone that shows you those signs already. And believe me, there are things that you can notice, or you will notice about a person when it's beginning. Things that you can already see signs. If someone is showing signs of irresponsibility or immaturity, you will know. You'll be able to like detect all those little things, and you can't avoid them. You can't act like maybe, oh, she'll grow past it, or maybe it's just because we're starting out, or you think it's cute. You think it's cute now, and then further down the line, you're complaining about it. You're saying, oh, she's very immature, or he's very immature, or he's very unpredictable. Meanwhile, they showed you the signs at the beginning. So you have to take what you see at the beginning and just go with it. If it's not something that you can get any kind of explanation for, or you can't get your questions answered, then what are you still doing there? That's two, right? Number three, lack of trust. I mentioned communication is one of the most important things to have in a relationship, which, well, trust is too. You know, when you trust someone, it means that you are not questioning the person anyhow. You are not scared or paranoid of what the person is doing outside. You can carry on with your own life fully knowing that the other person is not doing something that they're not supposed to do. If you don't trust someone, you're going to constantly question them. You're going to be constantly paranoid. You're going to be constantly trying to figure out what is going on here. You're trying to figure out the issue. You're trying to figure out what this person is doing. And the person might not even be doing anything, or the person might be doing something, but again, because there's lack of trust, so nobody, you don't trust the person. So you have to be in a relationship with someone that you can trust. If someone at the beginning of your relationship is being very shady, is not really trying to give you reason, or not trying to earn your trust, then maybe that person does not need to earn you. Okay, that's number three. Number four is when significant friends and family don't like your partner. I look at this two ways, and I will say it like this. If you're with someone and your parents or your family and your friends don't give any legit reason why they don't like the person, or why they don't feel like this person is right for you, and maybe you feel like they are wrong about that, that's one thing. there's that. And then there's also the issue of when someone and your friends and family constantly say these things about the same one person. So they're saying that this person, you know, we've not heard good things about this person, or this person, you know, is constantly doing this or constantly doing that. And your friends and family just, you know, those that you love and trust, those that you trust their opinions, they seem not to like this person. Then maybe it's something that you might need to just check out, or like Psychology Today said, get validated. So you want to get some kind of explanation, so to see if it's an explanation that you can live with, or if it's an explanation that makes sense for you. Because if all these people are coming to you to say, oh, we don't like your partner, we don't like who you're with, you know, it's something that you should definitely pay attention to. Not saying you need to break up with the person. You just need to pay attention to that and see if there's any reason why all your friends and family are saying all these things about this one person. Could he, like, is there, the normally said there's no smoke without fire. So you might need to check that out. The next one is when someone has a controlling behavior. Now, you know, there is one thing, it's one thing for someone to be assertive. I was saying to a friend that, like, you know, people like, so, you know, there's a certain level of assertiveness that a woman, I will always say, I like in a man. You want someone who's able to speak his mind, someone who's able to, you know, say what he wants and say what he likes and stuff like that. But it's one thing to be that, and then it's one thing to get into the whole space of being controlling, you trying to check what I'm doing, seeing what I'm doing all the time, trying to tell me what to wear, what to eat, when to go out. That's not a life. If someone is trying to suppress your own life, you know, or at, you know, trying to make you feel small in your relationship, then there is no point being there. There is no point being in that kind of situation, because already, especially if you can tell from the beginning, and a lot of times people that have controlling behaviors, they show it at first, but you know, they also, they kind of make it, they show this controlling behavior gradually, making it seem like, you know, it's just a cute jealousy thing or whatever. And then they're also like, you know, maybe showering you with attention and doing all of that. Then gradually, they start to remove that attention. They start to be more aggressive. And you need to be able to pay attention to these things, because when you're in a controlling relationship with someone, sometimes for a lot of people, it is hard for them to get out. And it is better for you to end something, like, let's say, end something a month into it than to end it 2 years into it, because by then you'd be so far gone, you'd be more heartbroken, you'd be more, you'd be in much more pain. So if you can already spot it and you know, you feel it in your spirit that it doesn't sit right with you, just leave the relationship. Another one is someone that has a dark or secretive past. I'm of the opinion that people can change. I'm of the opinion that, you know, the past can really just be the past. But you'll be able to know with someone when the past is just the past for them, when they are honest about what they've experienced in their past. They are honest about it. They are making active, they're taking active steps to evolve from that, active steps to change from that. You know, there is that, because everybody does have a past. But when someone is being able to be honest about their past and able and saying, okay, I know I made mistakes here, acknowledge where they were wrong, and they're trying to move on from it, and you can definitely see that they're taking active steps to come out from it, then that is okay and that is great. But when someone still seems to be wrapped up in their past, that is a problem and that is an issue, especially if it's a past that is dark or just secretive generally. So it could be from anything. It could be from someone who has killed someone, which is very extreme, to someone who is maybe hiding a girlfriend or a wife or kids that they don't want to talk about. Those things are very important if you're trying to build something with someone. And I'm sure that at this point in your 20s, you're not trying to be in a relationship that, you know, will just end whenever it ends. If you get into something serious, or if you get into a relationship, you're trying to be serious about it. So if you're trying to get in a relationship with someone and the person is still seems to be wrapped up in their past, then that is an issue, and that is something that you need to, you know, validate or question. The next one is non-resolution of past relationships. I have a friend that always says this. She says, if you're talking to your ex, then there's no point in talking to me. She is very strict about that. She doesn't understand why you still need to keep in contact with your ex, because she doesn't keep in contact with her exes. She feels like once the relationship is done, it's done. We move on and we carry on. That's my past. And that's it. What am I talking to an ex for? That's what she tells me. What am I talking to an ex for? What am I having any communication with him for? And so she doesn't see any reason why someone that she is dating will still keep in contact with their ex, no matter the circumstances. She doesn't see any reason why you keep in contact with your ex. Now, while I'm not as strict regarding that, I can take everything on a case-by-case basis and see if I'm comfortable with one situation. But, you know, if someone still seems as though they haven't resolved things from their past relationships, and it seems like it keeps on coming up, especially when it keeps on coming up, it's still an issue. It keeps on coming up every now and again in your own relationship. Then that's a problem. That is a problem. That's how you end up being someone that you date someone for 5 years, or you date, and then next thing you know, they're back with their ex. Or this situation where I don't know if you know Nick Young. Nick Young is a basketball player that was dating Iggy Azalea, the rapper, and I think he dated her, he proposed to her, they were engaged, and he already had a kid with his baby mama. He had a baby mama before her. And next thing you know, him and Iggy broke up. Why? Because he had gotten his baby mama pregnant. And he and this baby mama still went on to have a third child. So you can see why some people are very, they don't like that already. They don't like, oh, I'm just talking to my, They don't like that at all. So for me, as a personal rule, I try, if I'm to ever date a guy that has a kid, the kid cannot be below the age of 8. Because I feel like once it's early on, once the child is like maybe 1 or 2 or 3, there is still that freshness involved. There is still that, you know, that, oh, she's the mother of my child. Yeah, I'm not trying to deal with that. Thank you very much. Thank you. So yeah, a non-resolution of a past relationship is definitely a red flag. Even if it's not like the person is dealing with the other person, if I'm dating someone who maybe was extremely disrespectful in the way he dealt with his ex, or is still disrespectful to his ex, I'm looking at that person sideways, because I'm like, oh, okay, is this how you will turn on me if this were to happen? You know, so already that makes me look at the person shady. So yeah, non-resolution of past relationships definitely is a red flag. Another is feeling insecure in the relationship. So insecurity can be a red flag, definitely. I think insecurity is something that you know, a lot of us have to confront and grow from. And everybody deals with it, you know, especially when you're a young adult, and when you're like, I guess in your, let's say you're 18, 19, that age, when you're just starting out, there can be some insecurities there. But, you know, you have to be careful not to let your insecurities interrupt your relationship. Or if you feel like there's still some things you need to work on within yourself, then you should take steps to do that before getting into a relationship, because insecurity can definitely lead to so many things. It can cause paranoia. It can cause so many things that would just cause the relationship to break down. So if you're dating someone that has already shown you signs of insecurity, signs that you can't even deal with, just step back before it gets worse. Just step back before it gets worse. That's all I'm going to say. And another one is the relationship is built on a need to feel needed. So there is this thing about this project build a man, or project build a woman, or whatever. It's when you're dating someone where you feel that you can fix them. So you turn the person into a project. So because of the person's depending on you, the person now comes to depend on you, now comes to, you know, see you for all the things that you can help provide for them, because they're trying to fix them, you know, and then they're needing you, and then you are loving them needing you like that. That is what our relationship is solely built on. Then there's no way it's going to work, because what if you're finished building the person up, you've done all this project or whatever, and then the person is not trying to deal with the relationship anymore? What happens then when the person feels like they don't need you anymore? If that's all the relationship was about, them needing you and you being needed by them, yeah, that's not how a relationship is meant to be. So you need to watch out for that. Then finally, it's abusive behavior. There is something that I can never forget that I heard my friend teacher told me when I was in secondary school. She said that if you're in a relationship with a man and he should ever raise his hand towards your face, even though even whether he touches it or not, even if he doesn't touch it, just use that as your cue to leave the relationship. Because she said, if that hand did not touch you that first time, it's going to touch you the next time. And I remember sharing this when I was in A-levels. We used to have this, you know, sex education type of classes. And there were some teachers that were there. And I had shared this. I told them about the story. And I remember one of the teachers, she just looked and she nodded her head. And as we kept on going in the conversation, she now shared her own experience that, you know what, that's true. You know, she dealt with someone who had abused her, who was physically abusive to her. And you know, it really messed with her self-esteem and everything. I have friends that have experienced emotional abuse, even physical abuse, and it is not something that anyone wants to experience. It's not something that I will wish on anyone at all. And you know, you need to take note of all these things. Sometimes, especially as women, when a guy starts to be abusive at the beginning and then they beg and they tell you they're sorry, because that's how a lot of abusive men are. They will do something wrong to you and then they will beg you with all their might. They will cry. They will do what they need to do to make you feel like they won't do it again. And then it happens again and again. And then the cycle continues. And then before you know it, you're stuck in this abusive relationship for 3 years with maybe 2 kids and you're trying to figure out how to get out. Just take your cue from the beginning. There's nothing worth your life. There's no relationship that is worth you losing your life or you losing your self-esteem or you losing yourself. It's not worth it at all, because you're supposed to be yourself in the relationship. You're supposed to be you. So if you are being suppressed, if someone is suppressing your being, then that means that person really doesn't want to be with you. That person wants to mold you into something else. And eventually, when they have broken you down and beat you down, then they'll now go and find someone else that they can, you know, someone else that is now complete or has not been broken down as such, and settle down with that person. Yeah, no. So just work on yourself and don't feel the need to be with someone who disrespects you in that way, male or female. So I think going through all of this, because we've already gone through the 10 red flags, right? There are a lot of other things, you know, to look out for. You know, you have your personal goals of what you want in a man. You have your personal goals on what you want in a woman. You look through those things. And if you meet someone who is already displaying toxicity to you, then you don't need to deal with that. I think we're getting too old to be dealing with, let me not say too old, but we're getting older and we don't need to be dealing with stress. So if someone is already giving you stress from the beginning, you don't need to deal with that. Okay? So it's important that we do not ignore these red flags, because those red flags could very easily turn into a red card. So please stay guiding and let me know what you think on all these red flags that we've discussed. Let me know if there's anyone you agree with. Let me know if there's anyone you disagree with, and share some other ones that you think we haven't discussed yet. Okay, it's been a wonderful show. Thank you for tuning in, and I will definitely see you in the next one. Bye.
Reka was produced and edited by Stanley Agbadigo. Scripted by Dolapo Akitoye. This show was brought to you by Jamit.fm, the home of African podcasts.